There is something particularly nice about classical good work that still holds a place in an age of changing technologies and changing needs, and botanical illustration is one such area. It's 200 years of the Royal Botanic Gardens, Sydney, and as part of their program, one of the things they're doing is an exhibition around the Margaret Flockton Award. The Margaret Flockton Award celebrates scientific botanical illustration. That's that art that translates the complex science into precise drawings. It is a thing of beauty, and I'm joined today by one of the award exhibition's co-curators and this year's winner. Leslie Elkin is co-curator of the award exhibition. She's an award judge and a botanical illustrator in her own right. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. Good
Thanks
morning,
so much
Michael.
For joining us. Tell us a little bit, first of all, about this award. Why is it important to have an international prize for scientific botanical illustrating?
Well, there are many illustrators around the world working in herbaria and botanic gardens, and the majority of them work on their own, and their work is published in scientific publications, which are rarely seen by the general community. So this award was set up at the Botanic Gardens to try and allow people to be exposed to this amazingly detailed work and to see how plants are classified and how they're described.
How important is it now? I mean, I imagine we're in an age where a lot of this illustration is probably computerised. Surely there's an app for it, Leslie. Why is it important that people are doing it by hand still?
We haven't actually delved too much into using computers for illustration. I believe there are some people doing it. But we feel that when you're interpreting a plant, you actually need a brain in between the eyes and the hand. So we are able to interpret information from a variety of specimens, and many of the specimens that we work from are actually just herbarium specimens, which are pressed and dried, often up to 100 or more years old. So we can try and recreate what the plant looked like, or what we think the plant looked like, with the aid of the botanist's description, to try and bring it back to life rather than just photographing an old pressed plant.
I can definitely see the value of the brain between the hand and the plant. So tell us a bit about Margaret Flockton, because the prize is named for her.
Yes, Margaret Flockton was our first illustrator, and she started in 1901 when she was 40. She was also a trained lithographer, and she was trained in London. One of the first six women trained in London in lithography, and when she came to Australia, she was the only female lithographer in Sydney.
So what made her work so outstanding?
She was an amazing draftsperson. Her eye for detail was really unsurpassed. She has beautiful line mark making, so her lines are beautiful, and she had just enough detail to show everything you need to see without excessive information.
Oh, fantastic. Well, not just her work, but her name now lives on thanks to the prize, the award. And we have this year's award winner here in the studio with me, Pauline Dewar. Congratulations. You're the 2016 Margaret Flockton Award winner. That's pretty thrilling. Tell us about the plant you drew for the competition and why you chose it.
Well, I had two plants, both of them ferns, fairly closely related, Pilea falcata and Pilea nana, which is a smaller version. There's some discussion as to whether they're the same species, but I didn't really get into that.
So tell me what's challenging about this kind of work. How closely do you need to study the plant you're drawing, or do you study it at all?
Oh, yes. You always have to have it in front of you when you're drawing it. I guess I'm blessed because I've got them both growing in my backyard, and I find it impossible to work without the actual live plant in front of me. You really need to be very aware what you're illustrating and try and demonstrate all the appropriate features that make it the specimen and the species that it is.
And the precision and the delicacy of it's amazing to me. Are there rules and regulations about what you have to include when you do it?
There are rules and regulations. It's interesting, though, that even though the rules and regulations are tight, I think Leslie would probably agree that we can pick works that are done by specific illustrators by the technique and the interpretation of the rules.
I just want to check, what do you use? Is it just pen and ink?
It's pen and ink, and you use a technical pen, a rotring technical pen with a nib diameter of 0.13, which I think is the finest that you can get in Australia.
And no colour at all?
No colour.
You don't get the Derwents out afterwards and just a bit of shading? I could help you with that.
You'd
I'm a very
tempted.
Good colour. It's definitely my special area. I'm curious, how did you get into this kind of illustrating? Because you previously worked as a GP, and I understand you've only done a handful of these kind of illustrations.
Yes, I've done 12.
I've entered straight to award winner.
Not really. It took 6 years. You can enter two illustrations in the Margaret Flockton Award, and I've entered two each year for the last 6 years. So I guess I do have the luxury of time. But, it's just a field of interest of mine, and it's an extension of botanical art that I find a bit of a challenge.
So, Leslie, I'm interested because as well as being a co-curator of the exhibition and a judge, you're also one of the illustrators for the Royal Botanic Gardens, so you have your own method and your own kind of contribution to this. How does scientific illustrating differ from botanical illustrating that we'd be more familiar with? Is it crucial to get all the precise scientific features of the plant completely correct?
That's right. In scientific illustration, our role is to clearly define all of those key features that Pauline was talking about. And these features are determined by a botanist when they're describing the plant. So we are led by the botanists, whereas botanical art is more about the beauty of plants.
I understand you use a special kind of microscope. Tell us about that. How does that work?
We use a drawing microscope, which is a binocular microscope. It's a wonderful tool because it allows us to actually trace our specimens rather than having to measure and draw. What it allows us to do is with one eye looking straight down to the specimen and another eye looking across using a system of mirrors, you can see your hand superimposed by light over the specimen. I'm left-handed, so I'm drawing to the left on a piece of paper, but I can see my hand above the specimen.
Pauline talked about having a preference for having the live plant in front of her, but you mentioned earlier that some of the specimens you're drawing from the Sydney Botanic Gardens are over 100 years old. How have those ones been preserved?
Well, I actually work in the National Herbarium, where we have over 1.2 million specimens of press plants and also specimens we call spirit material, so it's suspended in alcohol. And these plants have been pressed and dried on collection, and we have good climate control within that building to allow them to stay preserved. And they actually stay pretty similar to how they were when they were collected 100 or 200 years ago. We have specimens dating back to the Banks and Solander collection from 1788.
And so are you kept in business as long as science keeps making more and more discoveries?
Oh, we hope so. We do have a big list of plants that we need to draw. Botanists are continually finding new species or re-describing species. So as long as they keep finding things, hopefully we'll still be allowed to draw them.
Pauline, 6 years, 12 illustrations, and now you've won this prize. What's the next one you're going for? What's the white whale of illustration ahead of you?
Oh, I think Margaret Flockton's probably the peak. I think you drift off down another track down towards perhaps watercolour painting.
Oh, right, there goes the ambition. Forget the precision. You're now ready for a nice watercolour. Well, I suspect you will do as well on that as you have with this. It's been lovely to speak to you both. Leslie Elkin. Leslie's co-curator of the Margaret Flockton Award exhibition, an award judge and a botanical illustrator with the Sydney Royal Botanic Gardens. And Pauline Dewar, who's this year's Margaret Flockton Award winner. There's an image of Pauline's winning entry and one of Margaret Flockton's own work up on the Blueprint for Living part of the RN website. But you can catch the exhibition relating to the award at the Sydney Botanic Gardens. Follow the links on our website for details and opening hours. It's free entry. For a different kind of artistic pursuit now, though, we're going to Sense of Place, an Australian artist, Susan Norrie, coming up in just a tick.